WJTL Owl City Shooting Star on a throwback Thursday where we're shining brightly. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him. He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like Amen. The dawn. That's what we're doing. We're shining bright. Mercy Me's Your Glory Goes On in Jars of Clay. Sunny days before that. Welcome to a throwback Thursday. Annie and Fred with you at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. A happy Thursday going out to you. We love these throwback Thursdays. It's always fun being on air these days, hanging out with you. Well, you can join Christy Lee as she counts down WJTL's Top 25. That happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11. Again, Saturday evenings from 7 to 9. WJTL's Top 25 Countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
This morning, our very special guest from American Home Life International, Tiffany Wright, the executive director, is here. Good morning,
good
Tiffany.
Morning. Good morning. So happy great. To be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you be a part of our Throwback Thursday. We're shining brightly
Amen.
Today. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Of course. I'd love to give a shout out to all of our AHLI team members, our directors, coordinators, host families, and staff.
And you and Annie have so much in common because you both grew up being host families.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. When did your family get involved?
We actually started hosting when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And it was such an amazing experience to help us learn about other cultures.
Yeah. And you've stayed in touch with some of the students that have come over.
Yes. It's been more than 30 years. Still friends with them. Went back to Japan in 2020. Visited them. So it's life-changing when you invite a student into your home.
Now, you became the executive director just before COVID. So tell us a little bit about how pre-COVID things were and how it compares to now.
Yeah, so HLI is a Christian education and homestay agency. We work with student agencies and families around the world to offer short-term cultural opportunities and academic year programs for students around the world. And they all come and live with American Christian host families because our mission is that students will experience the love of Christ while they're here in the U.S.
Yeah. And your numbers were skyrocketed before COVID and then COVID just completely shut it down.
It did make it difficult when borders closed. Yeah. But by God's grace, we are still here and Amen. We're starting to see a return of students.
That's Good. What's wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. You were telling me a great story about a family that was really impacted, actually ended up having one of the students come back to LBC. Tell us that story because that was so encouraging.
Sure. We are now 32 years into American home life, and we're starting to see second generation host families. Kids that grew up with students are now hosting themselves as well as students. We had a student that came, went to high school, felt called to be a pastor, went to LBC, and went back to his home country. He's now sent his son, who just graduated from Lititz Christian this year, and his daughter is coming this fall. So we're seeing God work in lives that are changing people in countries around the world.
Wow, talk Incredible. About shining your light
Amen.
Throughout the world.
Incredible.
I love that. So if folks want to get involved, how can they get information about being a family?
Right. So we would say call our office here in Lancaster at 717-560-2840 or go to our website, which is www.amhomelife.org. And you can find information, fill out a host family inquiry form, and we'll be in touch.
And you have short-term opportunities as well as some longer terms, right?
Absolutely. We have students coming year-round.
Yeah.
In the summer, of course, we get a lot more short-term opportunities, students coming for 1 week up to a month.
Yeah.
But we also do academic year hosting for students that want to come and go to school here in the U.S.
Oh, cool. Annie, how many kids did you have? How many students do you remember?
So I think, like, if we were to tally up all the students that we had over the years, because we started probably when I was like 7, we started having hosts. And I think my parents probably did it before we were even, Ellie and I were even born. But
yeah.
I think we probably had 16 to 17 students
over
the time frame that I was at home. And it was just the best. We would always get them in pairs because we loved that, like 2 or 3 at a time. And we would play games with them and take them places and show them, you know, for us, Lancaster County, because that's where we are. But we just had the best time being a host family.
How about you, Tiffany? How many students have you guys sponsored over the years? Have you kept count?
It's been probably similar to that. We too started with summer, then we got academic year students. So my whole high school, we had students from different countries living with
us.
My parents continue to host because we, my family stayed with them, and now their grandkids were hosting. We're hosting now.
That's cool.
My word, I think it's so cool.
It just teaches empathy and compassion and how to love people that are different from you.
Yeah.
Look different, talk different, like different foods, and see the world different. Mm-hmm. But we learn to love and accept.
Yeah, how cool. Here's an opportunity for you to jump on board, be part of American Home Life International, sponsoring a student here, and not only showing them our culture and our hometown, but also being able to share the light of Jesus with them too. Check it out online, amhomelife.org, or give a call, 717-560-2840. We'll talk more with Tiffany coming up in a bit. We're going to continue to shine our light with Throwback Thursday Out of the Gray on the way next.